This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Parts of California are wrestling with flooding after drenching rain over the weekend and heavy snow in some places. The AP's Donna Warder.
Silva Mishima Brackett owns a restaurant in San Francisco and tells KGO.
We noticed the water started to pool on the street, and probably within 20 minutes or so, it was coming in the front.
Rivers swelled beyond their banks in the Sacramento area, prompting rescues from vehicles New Year's Eve into Sunday morning along State Route 99 and evacuation warnings and orders in communities near Interstate 5 late Sunday. I'm Donna Warder.
One person's known dead in Sacramento County, found in a submerged vehicle. The body of Pope Emeritus Benedict is lying in state at the Vatican as thousands of people file by to pay their respects.
Queuing with thousands of others, the head of a women's Catholic organization, Nancy Nohdren, said despite being conservative, Pope Emeritus Benedict was not dismissive of other points of view.
He was not afraid to face the questions of today. He was very open in that regard.
Security officials expect at least 25,000 people to pass by the body on the first day of viewing. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Emeritus Benedict was 95 when he died on Saturday. Pope Francis will lead Benedict's funeral on Thursday. Israel fired missiles toward the Damascus, Syria airport, say the Syrians, knocking the airport out of service for a time and killing two soldiers, they say. Russia sent exploding drones over Ukraine in another nighttime attack. Kyiv's mayor says 40 drones headed for Kyiv overnight. All of them were destroyed, according to air defense forces. In Australia, two helicopters collided in a tourist area, killing four passengers and critically injuring three others. One chopper appeared to be taking off, the other landing, say authorities, when they crashed into each other. This is AP News. New York has sworn in a new governor, the old governor.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul was sworn in for her first full term on Sunday, making history as the first woman elected to the position in the state.
I, Kathy Hochul, do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Kathy Hochul starts her first full four-year term as New York's governor, but wants to make more than history.
I came here to make a difference.
Democrats says there are fights ahead.
First, we must and will make our state safer. This means New Yorkers can walk our streets, ride our subways, our kids can go to school free from fear.
Hochul, who defeated Republican Lee Zeldin, also called for making the state more affordable, citing the high cost of living. Also sworn in Sunday, Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado. Julie Walker, New York.
Brazil swore in Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva as president on Sunday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.